Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
If he's horrible, week 1, 2, 3, 4, turn the football over, they're not going to stick with it because it brings down all the other positivity. You can't have the quarterback be the issue for half the season.
Brandon Tierney.
If Zach Wilson is not able to take a monster step forward because of Becton's absence, then Zach Wilson's not the guy.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, 10:02 on The Fan. What's happening? It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. What's good? Come on in. Come on down. Pick them up. Everybody on board. 877-337-6666. Teek is off today, and he is off tomorrow. So, you know, as I'm plotting out the show today, and it was interesting because, you know, you don't want to, it's certainly not a scripted show, and it's certainly not a scripted station. I mean, to me, you know, the essence of sports radio is to have a real-time reaction. You know, anything that's like, oh, well, you say this, and then maybe I can count. Nope, not interested. Not me, not the station, not our show. But, you know, there's got to be, as I call, a little bit of a skeleton, a little bit of a roadmap as you structure the show loosely, what you're going to hit out of the chute, right? And I'm thinking about this on the ride in. I'm like, oh, man. And by the way, we're going to get to Brett Beatty. Wow. I mean, I love the kid's swing. Love his swing. So I'm like, I could go there. Very resilient win by the Mets. Yeah, we'll get to the Mets. I don't know that that's the lead. It could be. It's got to be the Yankees. A walk-off granny. Now, with that being said, me and Hoff are setting things up. And I'm like, man, I don't really know where to go. Because I'm conflicted here. And I think many of you are as well. Listen, the last thing I'm going to do is get on the air after a walk-off grand slam for a team that was hemorrhaging, bleeding out, at least perceptually, and minimize that. And that's weak. I mean, that's just being miserable when you wake up. No. I mean, they needed every foot of that ball off of his bat, Donaldson. Huge. However, Mr. Boone was talking about fight after the game and grit. And while DJ's toe was on the mend, pinch hit last night, Stanton's on the mend. Judge is going to get hot eventually. I hate that I'm going to say this, but I'm going to. I still don't trust their fight, the Yankees. I don't. I'd love to get on the air and say that I do. I don't. I mean, why would I? I mean, you can't flip that quickly. Now I'm going to need some evidence that, you know, this month-plus stretch of wretched, uninspired, impotent, lifeless baseball is the anomaly and not the good start. We're still trying to decipher. Which is the anomaly? Which is the outlier? The Yankees who were drawing comparisons to 98, which was moronic, but people were doing it. Or, you know, this six-week malaise that has had us all at the edge. Like, whoa, I don't know. I actually think it's somewhere in between. They were never nearly as good as they looked. And I certainly hope that they're not as bad as they've looked the last 6 weeks or so. But I don't understand how am I supposed to get on the air and after dissecting a litany of issues for this team, Cashman, Boone, and all the things we've talked about, One grand slam, again, big home run, much needed, and maybe a springboard, maybe. How do I get on the air when a guy hits a walk-off rain delay midnight and say, oh, everything's changed? I can't. And I won't. And I'll tell you this, I tweeted this last night, and it no great pleasure doing so. They were down 3-0. This is before they fell behind 4-0. And I tweeted 3-0 deficit. It feels insurmountable. And it did. You know? So it's an awesome win. And listen, on a lot of ways and a lot of levels, I said, yeah, if you want to be positive, and so I'm certainly inclined to be positive, you know? Last night, and just to throw the Mets in here for a moment, last night was the type of night that allows you to maybe once again dream, maybe, of a November Yankees-Mets showdown. Maybe. Because that's been on pause for a while. Not because of the Mets, because of the Yankees, you know? 877-337-6666. But, you know, just because, you know, Aaron Boone was you know, lauding their spirit last night, their fight, doesn't mean that truly is, you know, one of their prime assets, like a real characteristic of this team. I'm not saying that it's not, but I can't overreact. Listen, I chose not to overreact to a week of bad play. It's a 162 game season. You know, cyclical nature of being, all the things that we say, right? Almost rotely without even thinking, you know, but that do apply. Of course, we know what those things are with baseball. Long, laborious, grueling. You're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, even the best, right? Hell, even the 2000 Yankees finished 3-15 in their final 18 games, and they scored 7 runs in their last, I don't know, 12 or 13 games. They were lifeless. What happened? Beat the Mets in the World Series. But as I said yesterday, that inherent trust, that faith, not that, as I go back 22 years ago, it wasn't somewhat rattled. I'm sure it was. And I'm sure I was ranting and raving as a young broadcaster like a lunatic that what's going on with the 2000 Yankees? I was. But at least when, you know, if you're living in that moment, you're saying, Jeter's 26, Bernie's 31, Pettit's 28. You know, you got stars everywhere. You've got DNA championship. The thing about, there's two things about this Yankee team that I'm going to need to see a whole hell of a lot more from than last night before I jump back in. I'll stick my toe back in after last night. But I'm not going anywhere past the ankles yet. I got to see. And yes, I do think this team is short of a World Series makeup. I do. I've said that. Hope I'm wrong. I do not think the Yankees are good enough to win the World Series. All right? But I also didn't think the Reds would beat the A's back in the day, you know, with Canseco and all those guys. McGuire, La Russa, you know? I didn't think they'd win Steinbeck, right? No. So you never know. But I the two things that really, really worry me about this team, number one, the construction. That's an old story, we know. And number two, they have just seemed a little disinterested as strong. That's unfair to their professionalism. You know, I'm not going down that road. But the difference in grit, and I hate to always make it a Yankee-Met thing, but the difference in grit between the Yankees and the Mets is palpable. It's just, it's obvious. The level of energy that exudes, you know, from both teams and off the SNY screen, unless it's on Amazon or somewhere else where we can't freaking find it, or the Yes screen, it's different. It's different. The Mets run the bases. The Mets manufacture. The Mets have real energy. Like, the Yankees were still kind of waiting for that three-run bomb. You don't win championships that way. You know how I know? Because the Yankees have tried to win championships that way the last couple of years. Hell, they tried to win championships that way since 2009, and it has not worked. So, again, I'm not going to be Mr. Negative. I enjoy the wins. I enjoy the high moments. I enjoy the points of inflection, which invariably will happen during a long, arduous baseball season. Don't want to overreact. I don't think I overreacted with the slide because it's been 5 weeks, okay? And I think I've been fair there. I think I've been fairly measured in assessing where this team was, where they were before last night, and who they ultimately might be, all right? And I'm going to remain fair after last night. Hell yeah, it was awesome. Having a little fun. Get out the water bottles. Throw gum on each other. Come out. Let's see this now translate to four with Toronto. Let's go. Let's take on those Mets next week. Let's go. But they can vary. It's a four-game series with Toronto. It's a two-game series with the Mets. If you told me right now the Yankees go 2-4, why would I be surprised? Why would I be surprised? All right, 10-10 here on the Fan Tiki and Tierney Show. Minus Tiki. What is Tiki doing today off? Where is he? He told me. I wasn't listening like usual. Where is he?
I mean, is today the day that he's doing the Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, that's what it was. Yes, yes. He's out taping an episode of the Wheel of Fortune.
What a lazy guy.
Tiki the star. Oh, he's definitely not lazy. He's the complete opposite. He's got more energy than all of us put together. We're inside of the Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that at Town Fair, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. Hey, Jerry Ferrara, my boy Jerry, 1205 on the Yankees, on his Giants, maybe a little Donovan Mitchell Knick stuff, and John Flaherty, who I used to rap with a long time ago regularly in a different life on a different station. He's going to come on at once. So, all right, you know where I stand on the Yankees right now. I will do the Mets at 11. I enjoyed it. It was awesome. Maybe it's a springboard, but hey, after what I've seen for the last 5.5 weeks, I'm going to need a lot more than that to say they're back, because I don't believe that they are. Sid's in Riverdale. What's happening, Sid? First up on the Fan. How you doing today, bud?
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Okay, Sid. How are you?
Okay, I'm a very tired Yankee fan after last night.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I'm not pulling for it either. They have to show me a lot more than last night. So here's my question, Brandon. If the Yankees fall short of the World Series this year, who's going to take the fall?
Mm.
And I don't want to be too blunt.
Yep.
But when they have, you know, the general meetings, the general winter meetings, who goes, who stays? Is Hicks coming back?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Is Chapman coming back? I mean, where do we go from here?
Well,
if the statement is win a championship or bust.
Yep.
Then where do we go?
Yeah, but hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. Yeah, they did end the game late last night. Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec, Sid. That is our mandate. Like, we have taken the Yank. Hal Steinbrenner has not uttered those words. Hal Steinbrenner has not come out and said championship or bust. He hasn't. We do that for him. So I say that because, to answer your question, Sid, you know, I don't think that they're going to suddenly deviate and go in the direction that many of us want them to go, and that's more emphasis on bottom line, like, did you win the title or did you at least get to the World Series or not? They seem pretty comfortable rolling out, you know, winning 95, winning 98, winning 100, making some tweaks in the offseason, and coming back and seeing if it sticks the next year. Now, that's not how I would do it, but that's how they're doing it. So, Sid, when you ask me what would they do, I'm not trying to be evasive. I honestly don't know. I would lean on probably not much.
I mean, will they bring up Volpe and Peraza? I mean,
well, next year, Volpe's in the Bronx next year for sure. And you'd have to think that Peraza is as well. Hell, I didn't think he should have been the prospect that was brought up yesterday. One of them, anyway. Yeah, I mean, those are changes that are definitely coming, because those young men are incredibly highly thought of. Now, the only thing that might change, let me at least go back a second. Let's say the unthinkable occurs and Judge bounces. All right? Just Judge gone. Well, now you go all in on Ohtani. You have to, right? So at that point, you know, you're going to have to give up a Volpe. You're going to have to give up a Peraza. Like, things are going to have to obviously happen. So I can't really answer it in a manner that I think is satisfactory for everybody, because we all kind of asked the same question that Sid just asked, including me. But there's been no proclivity. That's a good word. Get to use that too often. Hey, Colt, proclivity. My 7-year-old son is here. Let's start using that in school, huh? Did I use it right?
I don't know. I'm writing it down.
Have no idea.
No, I never heard it before, actually.
You've never heard of the word proclivity?
I don't know what it is. This show is too educated for me at times.
Everybody needs to know when Tiki's gone, like the intelligence factor doesn't completely go down the drain. I mean, it drops. There's no doubt that it drops, but it's not completely without intelligence. No, but listen, I don't know. Here's the thing, though, and somebody tweeted me this morning, and I'm like, it's an interesting thought. And I've used this and applied this to other situations, but not necessarily the judge situation, because baseball is very different, right? I think I've used this more with basketball. Now, I don't even know who tweeted this, but the premise was, something to consider. If the Yankees are short of championship material, which many of us non-fanboys believe that they are. I mean, with all due respect, we want them to win, but I don't think that they are. All right. If that's the case, and sadly or ultimately we are right, can you make the case on some level? I'm just reiterating the premise of his tweet that if you're not good enough to win with Judge, why would you break the bank for Judge? And it's an interesting way to attack it. Now with basketball. Like, if you have a guy who's an all-star but not a superstar, you know, you're going to get two rounds in, maybe a seven-game series in round two, like Lillard, you know, even though he is a superstar. Maybe that's not a good example because I think it's more about what's not around him than him. Maybe you get to a conference finals, but you fall short. But, you know, it's not LeBron, you know, a couple of years ago, he's going to take you to a championship or Bird or Magic. Is it worth going forward with that guy with a max deal if he's not going to get you to a championship? And there's a lot of things to unpack there because you have to look at attendance, you have to look at merch, marketing, and that applies to Judge, and there's no salary cap in baseball like there is in hoops. So it's not apples to apples, but I understand, like, when somebody says, man, wouldn't you maybe at least broach it? I know it's almost like, oof, what are we saying here? And I would hate to see that happen. But could you theoretically be better taking that money, dispersing it elsewhere, and actually being the championship team that we want? Not a crazy thought. Honestly, not a crazy thought. Let's get Tony up in the Bronx. Tony's another fan. What's up, Tone?
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Tony, how are you?
Hey, first of all, let me just say this, man. You are my man, man. You're my dog. You're my ace, right? What took you so long to get to the fan? I mean, it's
a good question,
I never
man.
Listened to you on the other things. I don't know where the hell you were at. Wherever the hell you were at.
Well, I was getting a paycheck. I was able to feed my family. Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Tony. I got to tell you, that is a good question. Why the hell did it take so long for me to get to the fan? I don't know. That's on them. That's not on me.
You're a diehard Yankee fan, man, and I love diehard Yankee fans. You know what I mean? So
I got you.
I love you, man.
Thanks,
and you're
buddy.
My go-to guy at the fan.
Appreciate that.
That in the fan, everybody document that. Have them document that.
I got you. So last night, where are you right now, based on the grand slam, the emotions, the walk-off, but also the 5 weeks of awful baseball? Where are you at, Tone?
Oh, Brandon, I am nowhere near where you're at. I mean. And I got tons of respect for you, bro. You're a diehard Yankee fan, and I can hear it, and I love it, and that's why I started calling you, bro.
Okay.
And that's it. But, I mean, two out of three out of the Sox, two out of three out of the Mariners, two out of three out of everybody, and we get a walk-off last night, and you're saying, oh, I'm not sure, you know, maybe. I mean, this is a meltdown in the process. If it wasn't for that, walk off last night. I mean, we'd be done. I mean, we're still done. It's still a wrap. I mean, this team is going downhill. I told you last time I called, I don't know if I'm at the process of just like wrapping it up on Aaron Boone, but damn, man. I mean, 103 and 100 wins the first 3 years, all the records. Never mind that. But still, damn. I mean, can we just get going on this team? And it's not happening, Brandon. I mean, I'm telling you, man, we're flat, and you know we're flat. You know we're flat.
Oh, listen, Tony, I was in the building the other night. It felt like I walked into a funeral, honestly.
Yeah, you and Tiki. And the thing is with Tiki, I wish he was there because I would send him to his room. Because the thing is, he's going to come out and say that, oh, my goodness, it's because of CC that he's a fan. Are you kidding me? You sound like a Mets fan to me.
Well, I mean, you got to take that. Oh, hold on. Let me defend my boy a little bit here, Tony. I mean, you got to take that. I got to go. I'm a little late. You got to take that up with Tanky. He said that yesterday. Listen, I think why he said that is out of respect to you guys. Like, the last thing anybody wants to do is, put it this way, like, my kids started playing soccer. I love watching them play. I love it. And I've really grown to appreciate the game of soccer more. I just had no interest in soccer up until a year ago, and I mean none. I mean, World Cup, go USA if we qualify, but that was it. None. But that would be like me in 2 years, like because of my kids, I became a devout fan, and I rooted for some professional team. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I'm diehard Liverpool. I've been with you guys from day one. No, that's disrespectful to Liverpool or whatever team I decided to adopt. You know what I mean? So I think the reason why Tiki did that was out of deference and out of respect to true diehard fans who live and die with this, like most of us in the city. That was out of respect. That was nothing more than that. And let's be honest. I mean, it's not a bad way to become a Yankee fan. Your boy CC Sabathia. I've heard some good stories, you know? So, but you want to take it up with Tiki? Go for it. He'll be back next week. It's all good. He'll answer it. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, coming up, and we're getting to the Mets at 11. I had a thought last night that I have not had about a single team, not only that I root for, but every team in this city, a thought permeated my mind that I've never had before in all my years watching sports. Wait till you hear this. Next. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, it's 1027 on the Fan, out of the chutes here on the Tiki and Tierney Show. Midas Tiki, he's back on Monday. 877-337-6666. I'm going to play the Sterling call from I haven't heard the Sterling call. I did not hear it driving in. I think CeeLo played it in one of the earlier updates. I didn't hear it yet. I'm sure he was wacky and wound up as always. You got to check out, I'm sure many of you know this, but on Twitter, FAN's account, we've got the Sterling cam. So not only do you get to hear it, but you get to see all the gyrations. It's absolute gold. Check it out. But before we play that for you, I told you last night during the Yankees game, something absolutely, this has never happened before. And I don't just mean for teams I root for. I have never had this feeling before. All right? I'm watching the game, 1-2-3-4-0. And as I told you before, I tweeted a 3-0. Feels insurmountable. Ultimately was not, but felt that way. Which obviously encapsulates where we've been for the last 5 weeks, mentally and obviously how the Yanks have been playing. I, for the first time with any team, I actually began to think about the ultimate collapse. Last night was the, now some of you put it on to, oh, Yankees are going to collapse. I never once thought that. And I wasn't fully convicted last night. But when I say collapse, I mean drop the entire lead in the East, not win the division, and fight for Lord knows what at that point. You know what I mean? How could you not, at least on the lowest part of the ladder, not feel that way just for a second? Now, Donaldson changes that for now. And, you got a 4-game set with the A's coming up pretty soon. That should be pretty easy. The Angels as well, even though it's 7 games out west. Yeah, whatever. Just look at the schedule. It's going to soften at some point. It's going to be tough at some point. Starting then, Toronto's going to be tough. The Mets will be very tough, obviously. But there's going to be enough wins to probably hold on. But I'm thinking they're about to get broomed by the Rays. And nothing in terms of energy is transferring into this Toronto series. And then he got DeGrom and Scherzer eventually. I'm like, this thing, they might actually collapse. And I remember, because I was doing New York radio at this point, back in the day, I never once thought that even the Mets in 2007 were going to collapse. They're up 7 with 17 to go. Everybody's calling terrified. I get it when you're living through it. But well, they finished 5-12 and they lost 6 of 7. I remember watching that last series with the Marlins, like, yeah, they'll still find a way to get it done. Like, I actually thought that they still would, which is odd because they didn't. And then 08 happened, But you never really worry about a team collapsing like the Knicks or the Nets, because you don't really care. But I mean, you care, but It's not like, oh, the Knicks lead the Atlantic, which is basically never, but you know what I mean. You don't worry about the Rangers giving up the lead in their division. It's just baseball's processed differently, all right? And I'm sitting there last night right before Torres hit the home run to put up two. And nice to see him finally pull the hands in and do that, although I like him better when he's going the other way. That thawed the emotions a little, but I'd be lying if I didn't get on the air today and say there was a fleeting moment where I started to think collapse last night. I did. And I'm not even a fatalist. I'm not. I try not to think like a loser, but, I mean, they have not looked good. Jeff is in Oceanside. What's happening, Jeff?
What's going on? I haven't spoke to you in a little while. I'm a Mets fan, but just want to chime in the ink. Is one thing with the Mets, no handcuffs on the ground tonight. Not with that ball. I'm not saying 130 pitches, but I'm saying 90. I'm saying 90 or 100, a normal start.
You're not getting 100. You might get 90. I would agree with that. You probably get 90-ish right. If he's on like he's been. You're not getting 100 yet. There's no need to.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying around 90.
Okay.
I think that's a fair amount.
All right.
And with the Yankees, like I said, I enjoy Yankee loss almost as much as the Mets win, almost. But I'm watching that game. I'm like, if they don't come back and win this game, the year's over. And there's a huge difference between 10 and 8. 8, you think 5. 5, you think I can come back and catch you. If they lose that game last night, they don't win the division, and they might not even make the playoffs. If it gets worse, if they lose that game and they lose 2 or 3 to the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to think about taking Boone out. That game saved their season. Saved their season.
Well, it temporarily saved their season. We'll find out if it ultimately saves their season. And by the way, Jeff, I know you're a Mets guy. Trust me, I'm going deep into the Mets coming up at 11. All the Beatty stuff, the rain delay, Scherzer, trust me, we're going heavy on the Mets. I was watching both. Beatty, but I'll just tell you, I'll spoil it. I love that kid's swing. It is loose and it is explosive. All right, let me hear the Sterling home run call. Haven't heard it yet. Go ahead, Huff.
It'll be an 0-1 to Donaldson.
Swung
on, hit in the air to right, toward the line. That ball is going to be gone. It's a grand slam, a walk-off grand slam to win the game. Josh Donaldson. Powered one down the right field line into the seats. It's a grand slam. That's Josh, by gosh. And doing it with panache. A grand slam, and the Yankees get a win. Oh, did they need that win. Wow.
All right, all the energy's there, and John's being John. I love John, but I don't know if we need that last rhyme with the notch and the Josh and the notch. That last one was a little... I mean, they're all contrived, and they're all, you know, made up wackiness, amazing Sterling expressions. But that you could probably remove that one, John. Although the way he's been going, he won't have to call Donaldson home run for another month or so. Hopefully, that changes. How about James in Massapequa Park, Massapequa? Good luck this weekend coming up. What's up, James? How are you?
Hey, what's up, BT? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Big fan, man. Listening to you guys since you started over here, and glad you guys are over here, man.
Appreciate the support.
Every day at work.
Thank you, James. Appreciate the support, buddy.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at this Yankee outfield coming up, right? Mm-hmm. We got Benintendi in left, obviously, Judge in right. Do you think Florio can take the center field job from Hicks? Because, I mean, he's terrible. Dumpster fire.
Hicks is. I mean, again, I'm at the point here, James, where I think if I keep piling on Hicks, it becomes almost unfair. And he is broken. I'm going to leave it at that. So
yeah, I mean, I physically can't even watch him.
No, I mean,
I don't want to berate the guy, but
no,
it's just like,
no,
what
James,
are we doing?
James, we know he's broken. And when you're broken as an athlete, there's nothing else that needs to be said. He's broken. Having said that, I don't have much faith in Florio in anything more than a Band-Aid situation. I just don't. I don't see it. They're very small samples. I get it. Up even last night, but even last year, small samples. I don't know if Boone's going to keep running them out there. I almost prefer Florio. At least you get youthful energy. But I don't know.
He's, right?
I don't know if he's the answer.
I know. I mean, for this year at least, not moving forward.
No, I know what you're saying. I don't know. Yeah. I got to see him hit a little bit.
Do something, right?
Yeah, we made a nice catch last night. Nice shoestring catch.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, at least he can run.
Mm-hmm.
Hicks lost that speed. So, I mean, he could do something on the bases maybe. I don't know, man. I'm just looking for something to look forward to with this center field position.
No, so am I.
Maybe Bader eventually.
Yeah, well, Bader's obviously coming. I mean, oh, God, if Bader doesn't come back, James, I mean, we're going to have to turn the flame up a little higher for Mr. Cashman. Oh, here's the third starter.
Did you see Montgomery over there in St. Louis? What's he 3-0 with a .5 ERA?
And
so.
He beat the Yankees.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not looking too good for that trade right now.
No, it's not. But thanks for the call there, James. But if you really think about it, the Yankee pitching has not really been the issue last few times around. I mean, it's actually been stabilized. The issue is that the Yankees bats have had holes in them. I mean, it's just, you know, until last night, and maybe this is the jump start. You know, the one thing about. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I don't mean if you're very good. I mean, if you're a really good golfer, this does not apply to you. And I can't stand you if you're a very good golfer. You know what I mean? Because the struggles are real if you're not. But if you're an average hack, kind of hack, somewhat, where I reside, you know, I notice that when I might get like, depending on the course, and depending upon if I take a mulligan, maybe 6 or 7 pars around. I've done a decent job of keeping the eights for the most part off the board. I get a lot of bogeys, a couple doubles, right? But I notice when I get pars, I tend to get, you know, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, maybe 4 out of 5, like a little run out of nowhere, right? When you least expect it, is my point. And certainly not calling the Yankees hacks. That's not what I'm going for there. But sometimes when it seems darkest, it comes out of nowhere. And maybe, you know, it felt pretty damn dark last night. You know, rain delay. Ugh. You flip over to the Mets. You see their young stud. First pitch he sees, bomb. You know, you see the energy with the Mets. You see Scherzer stalking the groundskeepers. Get out of here. I want to work. Let's go. And then you watch the Yankees, and you're like, losing again. No energy. Donut on the board. The crowd's restless. Got to sit through this rain delay. The Jays are up next, and then the Mets. And you start thinking the worst. So you don't really think that one grand slam will put you on a par run or a birdie run, depending upon how good you are. You know what I mean? That's why I use the analogy. But it could. You never know. 877-337-6666. Take in Tierney on the Fan. What's up there, Huff?
Yeah, that's right. I got to do a read.
Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody before I do the read, which is code for I have to find the read.
Oh.
You did tell me before. That's my bad. Who do we have coming on the show today?
Oh, we got two awesome guests. We got Jerry Ferrara coming on at 12:05.
Now, did you watch Power? I know you watch Entourage. Did you watch Power?
Never watched Power.
It's
I've heard
great
really good
show.
Things about Power, but yep. I never watched
He
Power.
Was awesome there. So we got my boy Jerry and?
And then Flash. John Flaherty mm-hmm. coming on at 1 o'clock. Good friend of the show.
Yes.
Hopping on.
Yeah, well, good friend of my old show.
Yes.
And now he will be a good friend of this show.
This is still current show. This is still your show. It's never not been your show.
That's true. This station can actually be heard.
That's the
don't have to be 2 miles from the station to actually hear this station. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. It's 10:46 on this Thursday. Hopefully everybody's off to a good start. Appreciate you hanging with me. Tiki is off today and tomorrow. My buddy Jerry Ferrara, big Yankee, Nick, big Giant fan. And he's already trolling me with the Jets on social media. He's going to join me and us at 12:05. And then John Flaherty, Flash, Yes Network at 1. So in between then, we've got obviously the phones. We've got the Mets. I'll get into the Mets at 1. Well, we'll do Mets at 11. Mets at 11. And we'll go from there. All right. How about let's get to Colin in Bergen County. What's up, Colin? How you doing today?
BT, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
So last night it was great and all, and I know the young guys didn't necessarily play a part in all the runs, but I think it was a good spark. But what worries me is still after the game, Aaron Boone goes, it's the easy call to put Hicks up for IFK there.
Yep.
How is that an easy call?
It's not easy.
Like, I know you're hoping for a home run, but
Mm-hmm.
guy can't make contact.
It should be easy the other way, actually. Keep a guy up there who's got, shows a penchant for actually having the bat hit the ball hit the bat rather than putting somebody up there who might get lucky and run into one and hit a home run, but otherwise you could book a strikeout. Yeah, I totally disagreed with that.
Because, like I said, it's great they won. It's great, if they can move forward with this now, it only matters if they win tonight. But it still worries me that that's the thought process as far as going forward, that this is what's going to happen in close games in the playoffs,
Oh, well, there's no way. Well, first of all, I think it's going to be very different in the playoffs. I hope so. And I don't know what the results will be, but Colin, I would think the approach to these situations will be very different. You've got to assume Stanton's in there. You've got to assume Bader is healthy by then. And if not, it's one of the worst trades of all time. You've got to assume... I wouldn't assume that one of the young kids distinguishes himself. I think that's where the door is obviously open for Hicks, and that's why, aside, and again, not trying to grab the low-hanging fruit and just take a shot at the guy anytime I can, but, and anytime you can avoid Hicks playing, I don't know how else to say it, that's kind of what you're hoping for, which is why you're dying for Florial to finally show something with the bat. I know it's been small sample after small sample, but, if you don't bang out two hits soon and steal the base, you're not gonna be trotted out there every night. And if you're not trotted out there, Hicks is going to play. So we're all hoping Florial starts banging a little. I don't need three-run moonshots. I just need a little contact, get on base, hit a couple of balls in the gap, turn on the Jets, home to third, first to home on a double in the gap, first to third on a bullet to right, stuff that actually helps, Let's get. How about Dave in Brooklyn? Dave is on the Fan. What's up, Davey?
Well, what a perfect segue, because that guy that you just described, mm-hmm. that's Harrison Bader. Okay?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Let me quickly say this. This guy has a 10-minute video on YouTube on his defense. I was watching it, 9 minutes. I couldn't believe it. The guy is like Kiermaier out there, right?
Yes.
He's a 255 hitter, 260, but... He was the 14th best clutch hitter in the National League, which says something. So, yeah, you want that guy. I'm telling you, Bader is 28 years old.
Yeah.
Now, let me move over to left field, where you've got the other Gold Glove winner of 2021. Bader won it, by the way, and Benintendi also won it. And what I saw from Benintendi yesterday, I said, this guy is really like a left-handed LeMahieu. He had such a tough at-bat. I don't know if you saw it, where on a 3-2 pitch, he hung in there, finally drew a walk, and he really showed me this guy can hit. This guy is like, and sometimes all you need is like look at the Red Sox. They had Betts, they had Bogarts, they had Martinez, and not much else. If you have three or four really good hitters that you could depend on, with Judge, LeMahieu, Benintendi, and
Stanton.
Yeah, exactly.
And Rizzo.
Right. So I'm really excited about having Gold in center, Gold in left. Bader is I think, the guy we need. And I agree completely with Colin, your last caller. It's very troubling that Boone puts Hicks in that situation. And it was also troubling that he didn't IKF to continue that bunt in that at-bat. So, yeah, I agree with Colin. But listen, I love your show. Hey, hello to your coworker out there, Jerry, right?
Jerry Recco?
Yeah, Jerry.
I love Jerry. Wait, Jerry Recco or Jerry Ferrara, who's coming on the show?
Well,
which Jerry?
Actually, I meant Jerry Ferrara, but then you mentioned Greco, and I love Greco, but I love both of these two guys.
Wait, do you love Recco or do you love Greco? Because they're two different. So there is a Jerry Recco that works here. There's no Jerry Greco that works here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got you. I'm just messing with you.
I'm totally teasing with you, Dave.
I got you. I'll tell Ferrari you said hi, okay?
Please, please. Have a great one.
You got it, buddy. We'll send Turtle your regards. Understood. Yep. Jerry Greco. What is it with the names around here? You know who's gotten really bad with names? And I think this is just an older thing. My dad. He calls every athlete, he calls Tiki sometimes still Kiki. Like Kiki Vandeweghe. I'm like, Dad, I've worked with the guy for 10 years. More than that now, 11. How's Kiki doing? Do you mean Tiki? Yeah, Tiki's doing great, Dad. Oh, yeah, no, I heard the show the other day. And like he referenced, he's like, yeah, Kiki said something. Tiki said something interesting.
I think it's like a badge of honor, though, if you get a name wrong. Like if you are like a celebrity status or popular personality or whatever, and people still call you the wrong name, it's like you're on a different level. Like people still call him Mike Francesca. You know what I mean? Like it's they still call him the wrong name. It's like a rite of passage.
Well, I could debate that. I could say that the most popular people never have their names twisted. So maybe it's just that we're not that popular. Is really what the case is. So, and nobody even cares about your name, so it doesn't even, you have to worry about your name getting twisted.
No.
I care about your name.
I'll put it this way. I've had someone here at this office for over 10 years call me the wrong name for the past 10 years. I've never corrected them once.
Was it the first name or the last name?
Last name.
What'd they call you? Huffman?
Huffman, yeah.
Who is it?
I can't say.
I hope it wasn't shirt off.
No, somebody who
mattered back then.
No, it is a personality of the station.
Oh, it's a personality?
Yeah, and I've never...
Somebody that does a show, like a weekend or a regular show?
It's not a regular show.
Okay, and this person's been here for a while?
Much longer than I have.
Oh, you used to work with the Schmooze. It had to be the Schmooze.
No.
No, it wasn't Schmooze.
No, Peter. No.
Yeah, it wasn't Schmooze. It wasn't Beningo.
No.
It wasn't Moose or Maggie because they obviously they're going to get your name right.
No, they get my name right.
Yeah,
it's
I would think
nice
so. Yeah. I mean, who else? It wouldn't be Keith.
I'm not going to give it away anyway.
Why not?
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Oh, stop. Just who is it?
No, I can't do it.
Dude, don't be a geek. Who is it?
It's not a geek. It's more of like I still see this person. I don't want them to make it feel uncomfortable.
I don't.
It always, listen, everything always gets back to everybody.
Oh, no. It's like a little locker room.
Yeah,
I get that.
I'm keeping on the.
But it's not like it's anything egregious.
No,
it's not. You're ratting on somebody. Hey, this so-and-so cheated on their wife or so-and-so got caught with an eight ball. I mean, what big deal? They call you the wrong name.
I know, but I don't want them to feel uncomfortable about it. Because
maybe you need to let them know what your name is.
No, it's okay. You call me the right name. That's all that matters. My wife does too, so that's two people.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. You know, the IRS never gets the name wrong.
That's true.
That's for sure. They never mess that up. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. Coming up, obviously, we're going to roll with the Yankees. And then there was Mr. Beatty digging in with this sweet, explosive, loose swing. And the home run wasn't even the most impressive thing he did. Tiki and Tierney on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.